There is a man who was blind from birth. The disciples ask, whose fault is it? Is he blind because he sinned or because his parents sinned? It's the wrong question, Jesus says. You're asking who is to blame. It's the wrong question. It is not about placing blame. It is about what God can do and what we can do in a world that needs healing. Then Jesus heals the man with a little spit, a little dirt. Jesus is not social distancing. He is not even close to being 6 feet away. Jesus is up close and personal. If you read farther in this story, there is a whole cast of characters, all of them asking the wrong question, asking how? How did it happen? The man who was blind doesn't really know. It was just dirt and spit, the stuff of the earth, the stuff at hand. What's important is that he is healed, that he sees. He sees the light, not the dirt, not the spit. He sees the healer. He sees Jesus, the light of the world. Wherever you are watching this video, there is a link next to it, a short flip video called Il Consigli di Nonna, Advice from Grandma, and yes, it is in English. So click on that after this and watch it when we're done. Or take a break, pause it now, go get that other cup of coffee, but come on back. Nonna is funny, but she is also serious. Grandma's advice is on dealing with coronavirus. And whether you say Nonna or Grandma, Abuela or Nana or more, you will recognize the wisdom in Grandma's humor. How many times did I tell you, wash your hands? Not just now, always. Sneeze in your elbow. Hey, it's cool and it's polite. When we meet, don't do the Italian abbracci. Don't kiss and hug, wink. Quarantine, take advantage of it. Simmer your spaghetti sauce for 14 days. Delicious. Most important, Grandma says, don't discriminate. Don't place blame. Remember, coronavirus goes away. Discrimination and blame last forever. Are you from the North? Grandma will send you a care package. Are you from the South? Grandma will still send you a care package. Are you from China? Grandma will send you two care packages. We are all family. Let's listen again to John 9:1-7, and this time from the translation in the Message. Walking down the street, Jesus saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, causing him to be born blind?" Jesus said, "You're asking the wrong question. You're looking for someone to blame. There is no such cause and effect here. Look instead for what God can do. We need to be energetically at work for the one who sent me here, working while the sun shines. When night falls, the workday is over. For as long as I am the world, there is plenty of light. I am the world's light." He said this and then spit in the dust, made a clay paste with the saliva, rubbed the paste on the blind man's eyes and said, "Go wash at the pool of Siloam." Siloam means sent. The man went and washed and saw. Let the same mind be in us as in Christ Jesus for the living of these days. Amen.